AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Hours from now, President Trump formally launches his re-election bid at a rally in Orlando, Florida. Florida is crucial to his campaign, but earlier this year, his own internal polling suggested he's trailing Democrats in key states. A few days ago, after the media found out about the polls, the president said this.
There were fake polls that were released by somebody that is, it's ridiculous. No, we are winning in every single state that we've polled.
Now we're learning the president's fired some of the pollsters. Immigration was a big issue for the president in the 2016 campaign. Now he's threatening to have millions of people living in the U.S. illegally removed. And we're learning that his campaign to get Mexico to try to stop immigrants heading north seems to be having an effect.
The Mexican government says it is targeting human trafficking rings and is increasing enforcement. On a river that forms part of Mexico's southern border with Guatemala, there are Mexican Marines on the shore. Wilmer Guerra is returning to Guatemala with his four-year-old son. He says, they turned me back. I didn't use a smuggler. We tried with a smuggler two times and we could not. They said with children, we'd be able to pass easily, but things got hot in the past week. It was hot and we could not cross. Guerra says he'll try again at the U.S. border at Tijuana when the situation calms down. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration is ordering 1,000 more troops to the Middle East. This is an escalation of U.S. military might aimed at Iran. It has announced that it's breaking compliance with the deal that keeps it from making nuclear weapons. A black couple say they want the Phoenix police officers who pointed guns at them and yelled at them after their four-year-old daughter took a doll from a store fired. They say the mayor's apology is not sincere. This is AP Radio News. President Trump's top trade officials face Congress today.
U.S. Trade Representative Robert Lighthizer is to testify to both the Senate and House on the continued trade war with China as U.S. companies and business groups grow increasingly concerned about the president's threatened tariffs on another $300 billion in Chinese goods. The administration is using the levies as a way to force China and its government-related businesses to stop forcing U.S. firms to hand over technology as part of doing business or simply stealing it. U.S. companies that import Chinese goods say the additional tariffs will hurt their bottom lines and result in higher consumer prices in this country. Tim McGuire, Washington.
San Francisco supervisors are considering today whether to move the city toward becoming the first in the United States to ban all sales of electronic cigarettes as part of an effort to crack down on youth vaping. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.